a nice easy amud because my brain can't handle more than that. So we mentioned just a few lines to the bottom. So Amr of Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Kol Kari Kriyat Shema Medaktik Biosozeha Mitzanin Lo Gehenim. It sounds both frightening and pacifying. That if you say Kriyat Shema and you are Medaktik Biosozeha, you say carefully, so then somehow Gehenim is sort of cooled down for you. And I'll just mention this as an aside, you know, what our image of Gehenim is. You know, our view of Gehenim is not, for the most part, has different opinions, but certainly it's not that of sort of the Christian perspective of, you know, flames flying everywhere. You know, there's sort of some in-between period of time while a person's sort of zchuyos or din is for him, but we don't sort of view it in the classic way, although this Gemara certainly gives that impression, right? Mitzanan lo Gehenim. Okay, so that was the position of Rav Chama bar Chanina. So then, continuing on the last line, Rav Chama bar Chanina, so lama nismachu ahalim lenachalim. Why is it that in the Pasuk, this is in Parashas Balak, by the Bracha Bilam, so nachalim is compared to ahalim. If you see the Pasuk, nachalim nitayu kaganos ali nahar, Ahalim nota Hashem karazim alimayim. Right, nachalim planted ahalim that are established. So, what's the connection? Tichsiv nachalim nitayu kaganos alinahar kahalim nota, etc. So, lomer lecha manachalim malin es haadam meitumah latara. Just like a nachal, a body of water, a mikvah has an impact of transforming a person's status from Tumah V'Tara, af ahalim malin es ha'adam mikapchova l'kapskos. Okay, ahalim, of course, talking about the, you know, ohel eshel Torah, af ahalim, Rashi says, bat midrashos. Okay, fine. Right to the Gemara. Hakoi rilom freya lo yotza. Person who reads Shema backwards, person is not yotze. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, havu ka katrin le ganana, le Rabbi Elazar. This was the extent of wedding preparations. You would have a few people cooking, and you have a few people that sort of were establishing your chuppah. Rashi says, "Katrin legidina, koshrin lo chuppah lahasio isha." Okay, so Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were doing this. So Rabbi Elazar was getting married. So Rabbi Elazar probably was not being allowed to help in this in these efforts. He's probably just either getting in the way or standing around. So he said, Amarlu adahachi, seeing that I'm waiting anyway, adahachi vahachi, izil v'ishma milsa deve midrasha. This is the way what he did the day of his wedding. And let me go hear what's being said in the local base matter. Ish v'isi v'eimaluchu. And you know what? I'll come back and I'll tell you sort of what's being learned and what the shear is in the base medrash. Also, Ashche Latana de Katani Kamed Rav Yochanan. He found the person, the Tana, who was teaching and learning in front of Yochanan. So, and this is what they were saying. Karavita'a Vienu Dea Lehechan Ta'a. If you have to sort of look at the emendation on the right of the Bach, you see the Bach on the right hand side. So, Lehechan Ta'a. So the Bach adds in the words Yachzer L'Rosh. So if you make a mistake in the middle of Krishma and you're not sure exactly where the mistake was, you know that you made a mistake, you know that maybe you fell asleep for a second, you know that a mistake, words were left out, but you're not really sure exactly where that was or what was going on. You're sort of like half asleep. So it says, and again, with the emendation of the Bach, Yachzer L'Rosh. You're supposed to go back to the beginning. Okay, so what does that mean? So bit and zahaperek. If you know that you made a mistake in the middle of a paragraph, but you're not exactly sure, you don't remember where the mistake was, yachzer l'rosh, you go to the beginning of the paragraph. Ben perek l'perek. Let's say you know that you made a mistake in between two prakim, but you're not sure, what that was or where it was, Yachzer L'Perek Rishon. Yachzer L'Perek Rishon, namely, you should go back to Rashi says, V'dileg. He made a mistake, maybe he skipped something. So that's Yachzer Rosh. Ben Perek L'Perek, excuse me. She Yodea, She Gomar HaParsha, V'tzarech L'Haskel Parsha Acheres, V'ni Yodea Be'ezim Ehen. I know I finished the Perek, but I you know, when I have to start a new one, I'm so tired, though, I sort of forgot which one I finish, which one I have to begin. So this is Yachso Perk Rishon, Lehezik Rishon, Vahayim Shemoa, right? Because if you know there's in between two prakim, I finish one perek, I start another perek, that can't be between Shema and Vayomer, that have to be between, at the very least, at the very earliest, between Vayomer and Vahayim Shemoa. Okay. So ben perek leperek yachzu leperek rishon ben ksiva leksiva. I know that I made a mistake. Ben ksiva leksiva. What does that mean? So they look at Rashi. She yodeh shetzarich lo maru kesaftem ve'eni yodeh im rishonim sheni. I know that I made a pasuk right. I mean, it says kesaftem two different times. So therefore, what do you do? Yachzu leksiva rishona. Okay. So Amalei Rav Yochanan lo shanu elo shelo pasach b'leman yirbu yimeichem. So Rav Yochanan told this Tana everything you're saying is correct. But that's only up until the time where you said leman yirbu yimeichem v'meivinit, right, etc. Aval pasach leman yirbu yimeichem sarchei nakat. What does it mean sarchei nakat? So the assumption is I think like Rashi sarchei nakat means that the assumption was that somebody knows all of Krishma from that point on, namely the last paragraph by heart. Okay. And therefore, once you say leman yirbu, the assumption is that you're not going to make any mistakes from that point on. So, ein litos mikan ad emes v'yatsiv vein zech lachzer el emes shaparsha shigur b'fiv. The person knows that parasha vayomer so well, so therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Okay. So, by the way, so the Rashba has a problem on this Rashi. Rashi says, with the last paragraph, you know it so well. So the Rashba says, in theory, you know all of Kriyishma well. And the Rashba calls back to the previous Gemara that we had in Perek Sheni that said that sometimes you don't even say Vayomer at all. Because if you say that there's no need to speak by Yisus Rhyme Balelos, and if you say there's a Mitzvah Tzitzis Balelos, so therefore you're saying Vayomer less than other Prakim. So the Rashba has a whole question, maybe sort of rereading this Gemara in a different way, as far as what would it be that a person would be habituated to say, and maybe it's not just the last paragraph. Okay. So, sarchei nakat v'asi, right? So ata v'yomer lahu, so who's getting married? Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is getting married, and he came back and he told them what this Tana had said, as far as this whole sort of long limud. Amru lei, ilo banu elo lishmo davar zeh dayenu, right? I mean, even if we just came to your wedding just to hear this sort of shtickle Torah, so to speak, that would have been enough. They seem more excited about that than the wedding itself, right? Okay. Fine. So just take a quick look, by the way, seeing that we have a few extra minutes. So Tosa says, HaKorit Shema, V'eni Yodeh L'Heichan Toh Chozer Rosh. I'm not sure where I made a mistake, right? I know I made a mistake. I'm not sure what the mistake was. The guy's like a little bit like a Lufmensch. So you go back to the Rosh, or whatever that was, the Perek, the Pasuk, etc. So Tosa says, Perish Mitam She'eni Yodeh M'Heichan Toh. Aval Yimha Yodeh M'Heichan Toh. But I know that I made a mistake. And I skipped something. Shadile teva o pasuk. I skipped a word or a pasuk. Eno tzarch lachzor el meosa pasuk ve'elach v'chei mahalo megillah. Right, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the perek or the beginning of the whatever. Just go back to wherever you skipped and go back to wherever you made a mistake. And that would be true as well when it comes to halel. You don't have to repeat the whole paragraph again. It's true by the megillah as well. You just go back to the pasuk itself. There's no need to sort of recite the entire thing again. Okay. Fine. So the Vayit in the Mishnah. Ovnin Korin Barosha Elon. By the way, this Mishnah is one of the great statements of the, in general, the integrity of workers. People are getting paid to do a job. The seriousness that needs to go into that, as far as not being mevatel from people paying you to do a job. What it means, you get a job to job, so you're supposed to be there on time and leave on time. If anything, maybe even do it earlier. Okay. So you have people who are umdin. The assumption is, are getting paid, and we're going to see this a little bit later on, but sort of getting paid not for the overall job, but they're getting paid by either a day or they're getting paid by an hour, right? As opposed to getting paid by the overall job, maybe there might be some more, you know, leniency involved. And that distinction between like a day worker versus a contract worker comes up many places, you know, in halakha, that distinction. Okay, so let's assume this person is getting paid by the day or getting paid by the hour, right? I mean, the time is what it's getting paid for. Ha'umdin karim barosha ilan. So the guy is working, he's like a tree cutter, right? Or he's a farmer or something. So then he would say Kriyishma at the top of that tree. Uberosh had nidvach. What's a rosh nidvach? Rashi says binyan shel avanim. Okay, it's like it's a pile of stones. I don't know what you're doing up there, but you're on top of that pile of stones. Again, maybe some type of construction. So Mashena Rishayin Lasos came to Tefillah. By Tefillah, where you need more Kavana, so then you can't daven on top of the tree, and you can't daven on top of like some pile of stones. Right?
Presumably the person who's hiring him understands that they may...
Right.
They come down to that.
Yeah. So what the Gemara is going to say, and that this is the halacha, if the person that you're working for is with you, so that might be different. You know, he's with you. He has a Krishma himself, where he knows that, you know, maybe he gives some type of complicit agreement that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to, you know, come down. So that's fine. The point is that without sort of agreeing with that in advance, right? You haven't agreed to a lunch break. You haven't agreed to this. You know, so it sounds like built into the understanding of the contract. If it's built into the understanding of the contract, of course, it's different.
The guy's not allowed to eat during the day?
Well, I'm saying he should eat, but question, take like, you know, how long does that break have to be? And maybe he should continue to work while you're eating.
You go down, you do your Krishna, and you go
back. Right. Okay, so listen, obviously in real life scenarios, was that in real life scenarios, no boss is going to say you can't do that. But the point is that without having that made understood first and spoken about first, so then we can't assume that we can just take someone else's money because it's because we want to say Krishna. You know. Okay, so if you take a quick look at Rashi, Mashena Rishon Lasos came at Tefillah. It's Lusa Rach Mehi. Right, we're going to see the same line coming up in another four daf. Slusa is asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy by kavana. Right, I mean there's a higher level of kavana maybe that's needed when it comes to tefillah than when it comes to kriyishma. Hilchach emes palin brosha idlan brosha nivach. The mistavi dilma nafli. If you're on top of a tree, so understandably so, you're concerned about falling out of the tree. Deinachon la mocham. So elai de atchak. You have your very sort of nervous standing there, and therefore also. You know, therefore you can't have kavana. But machm must be susa lo matzu mechavne. Because of your fear, you can't have proper kavana. Okay, chasam patr mekriish malayla rishona viad motzi Shabbos. I forgot to look into what this line in the Mishnah means. He's patr mekriishma the first night until motzi Shabbos. What does it mean by motzi Shabbos? So, misama, the Mishnah is referring back to the Mishnah in Suvos that says people get married on Wednesdays. And then maybe the assumption is that by Motzei Shabbos already, so the chasam has been successful in his desire to have Yiri Shona. I'm not sure what Vyad Motzei Shabbos means. Okay, so you know, Vyad Motzei Shabbos imlo asa maisa. Okay, if he hasn't done the maisa until Motzei Shabbos, let's say he hasn't done the maisa until past Motzei Shabbos.
The mission
refers to
this
time.
He's got to get his act together.
Right. Stop saying Shema.
This guy has more serious issues than whether he has or hasn't said Krishna. Yeah. I would say, by the way, this is a sort of a side note. This way, with the Gemara Sifas and Suvos, just having been in the job that I've been in for all the years in YU, this is a Mais Mechol Yom. You know, Chassan getting married. This problem, this is an issue. It's a week later, it's 2 weeks later, now she's a Nida, the guy's, you know, so it's not that it's uncommon, but I guess the point is that at a certain point...
They built a Krishna that's happening.
What's that? What are you saying?
They built a Krishna that's happening.
Yeah. So, you know, at a certain point, so you just have to sort of say Krishna. That's almost the point. It's okay, fine, so you'll work out your intimacy issues, but you can't put on hold, you know, the rest of your life until that happens. Okay. It's actually sort of surprising we even sort of 3 days to work out. Okay, you know, that first night, okay, right? It's second day already, so say Krishma. But, you know, obviously we realize the stress of what it means to be a, you know, 18 to 19 year old chassan. Okay. Maizu Rebbe Gamliel, you know, everything we know about Rebbe Gamliel is that Rebbe Gamliel was not, you know, he wasn't what you would call like a wimp. You know, he had a certain strength about him, which comes out again in this Mishnah. But my Rebbe Gamliel shenasa isha v'kara laila harishona. Right. So even that first night, he said Krishma. How did everyone know he said Krishma? I'm not sure. Right. Maybe the assumption is that you often have this at weddings. You know, people will be davening Maariv, and you sort of see whether or not the chassan is davening Maariv or not. So it was clear that he had said Krishma. So
he's the chassan here.
So Rebbe Gamliel himself is the chassan. It must have been a second wedding.
first right? one.
So I'm a little Tamidav. So Lamadatenu Rabbeinu. So either that means that either teach us or like didn't you teach us, right? Didn't we learn from you already? See, that goes to Tzionim. He says, "Lo lamadta Rabbeinu." Didn't Rebbe teach us already? Shechasan pater mikriyishma. So Amar lohem, Eino shemei lochem levatel hemeni mapushmaim afil shachas. Right. So he says, like for me personally, you know, I'm not even going to take a second to have a bittul of omachu shemayim. Right. So usually in this case. The Gemara would say, like masa listor, you state a halacha, chasan is pater, and then you bring like a stira, you know, in the Mishnah, it's a masa listor. You're teaching me one thing, and then you sort of say something different. So if you take a look at this Tosfos, lav maisa listor hu, it's not a maisa listor. The Gemara Shmalan im gadol hu, but even the implication of the Mishnah before you get to Rambam Liel, ubotech biatzmo sheyuchol hiskavein v'uray litolas Hashem harishus biyado. Meaning, implicit in the Mishnah is that if you feel you can be become a even if you're a chassan, you can do it, and then we bring this ma'aseh of Rabbi Gamliel to sort of support that understanding. Okay, so by the Maratan Rabbanan ha'um din karim barosh ha'ilan barosh ha'nidvach umispalin barosh hazayis barosh hateina. Even though normally the person an uman cannot be mispalin on top of the tree, but if the tree is a rosh hazayis barosh hateina, Rashi says that the leaves and the branches were wider. So that'll be okay. V'shar kol ilanos yored d'mlamata. Every other tree, if you're going to daven, you have to sort of go down from the tree. U'mispalin. U'balabayis, ben kach yored l'mata. If a person is a balabayis, namely he's not worried about stealing from his boss, so that either way he's not supposed to daven on the tree. You always have to sort of come down to earth and daven in a place that's conducive for kavana. Right? Okay, so for an uman that would be good enough. It's not good enough for a balabayas. Okay, so Rami Le Rav Mari Bra Debashmuel. This is really quite fascinating. It's mentioned a few places in Shas. So Rav Mari, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, asked a question from the Braisa. Now that's an unusual statement, right? It should be Rav Mari, the son of somebody, not the son of the daughter of Shmuel, right? So if you take a quick look in Rashi, Bra, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, Bekam Mekom was Kari Le Bar Rachel, Ubash Shmuel Haisa. Rachel was the daughter of Shmuel. Venishbis Leben Ha'amim. She was taken captive by marauding forces. Kedarinim Beksuvos. Uba Alecha Echad. I mean, basically, she was raped by one of the people that took her captive. Vinis Avra Himenu. So Viachar Kach Niskayer, right? I mean, he says that the child apparently was Miskayer. I have the line underlined. Why would the child be Miskayer if the mother is Jewish? Okay, so the Ushmei Isser can read him above a Basra. So Rav Mari Bre Haraso Shalom Kedushahu, meaning and then she gave birth to Rav Mari Bre. Meaning out of that marriage, that relationship came Rav Mari, right? Therefore, his name is not mentioned because obviously you're not going to mention this non-Jewish person who had assaulted his mother. Right. Okay.
I can't assume that was the father.
What's that?
That was Miskara, the guy who was.
Is it relevant?
Maybe that's.
It's also, I mean,
as I'm reading it now, maybe that's Shad. Venisabra Hemendu, she became pregnant from him, the Akakak Niskayer. Probably the man was Miskayer. It doesn't seem right. Even if he was Miskayer, you're still not going to name the son after him because the original Harasa was Shlomo Kedusha, right? But even if this guy sort of saw the light afterwards, we're still not going to mention his name because Rav Mari was born out of the assault. Okay, so when we get to Ksuvos Bava Basra, we will. we'll see who speaks about that issue. Okay, so Vaitin Mari. So he brings, so Rav Mari brings a contradiction in the Braisas. So Tanan, or in Tanaitic sources. Ha'umnin Karin Barosha Ilan, So the Uman reads on top of the Ilan Ubrosh and Nidvach. So Alma, so he's allowed to say Krishma on top of the tree. So Alma lo bai kavana, right? So the implication is that if you're allowed to say it on top of the tree, which you're not allowed to by davening, so then he doesn't need kavana. Or minhi, we have a brisa hakarishma tsarech shechavein eslibo. We've had this already several times, even in this parak. If you say Krishma, you have to have kavana. Shnemar Shma Yisrael. Okay, listen, Israel. Ulahalon hu omer haskes ushma Yisrael. Be focused and listen, Israel. Malahalon, just like over there, bahaskes, that has to be with haskes, attentiveness. Afkato, by Krishma, you need attentiveness, right? So one place we say you don't need kavana, that's what you can do in the tree. One place says you do need kavana. So ashtik. So this is Rava. Rava was posed this contradiction. He didn't know how to respond. So this is actually a very nice response. Amrlei midei shmil chavaha. He turns back to Mari. He says, "Okay, have you heard any way of answering this brisa?" I mean, Rava was the real gadol hador, but he doesn't sit there trying to come up with some answer. He says, "I don't know. Maybe have you heard any way of resolving this issue?" So Amrlei, so Rav Mari turns back to Rava. So Hachi Amr Rav Sheshes. Maybe we can use Rav Sheshes' answer. Vehusha shebatlin mimalachton. Meaning that you can say it up on the tree, but only if you're mevatel from your malacha up on top of the tree, okay? The korin, right? And then your korei, namely, you're on top of the tree, but you're mevatel from malacha, namely, that even if you're on top of the tree, it shows that you need kavana. And that would be the way of resolving those too, right? You, kavana in the tree. Batanya, the Raisa says, that no, even if you're not mevatel malacha, you do the malacha and you say kriyishma at the same time, implying that you don't need kavana for kriyishma. So we say lokasha, habaperek rishon, habaperek shani. We're talking about two different things. When we say that you can read it, even while you do malacha, you don't need kavana, that is perek shani. When you say you have to stop and have kavana in the tree, it's talking about perek rishon. So the rishonim point out, by the way, just as like a quick chazara, that if you remember, we had four different opinions what you need kavana for. Our maskana was a shita of mer held by Rava, that all you need is kavana for the first pasuk. So the rishonim point out that when we say over here habaperek rishon, habaperek shani, doesn't literally mean perek rishon. It just means the first pasuk. So if you're a summary, you have to do something. All you need is kavana for the first pasuk, and the rest you don't. And that'll be true by the worker in the tree also. Stop for a moment, say the first pasuk with kavana, and then go back to your work. And Avi, to your point, obviously if the balabayas doesn't mind, so then you do longer. But without any acquiescence from the balabayas, so then you're not allowed to serve mevatel for your malacha. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan. So hapoalim shayu osim malacha eitzel balabayas. So let's say you have poalim that were doing work by the balabayas. Karin krishma mevarchin lefanel hareha. So then he says Krishma, you say the bracha of Krishma beforehand and afterwards, va'ochlin piton, you eat your sandwich, umavarchin lefaneha achareha, and then you say brachos, both the bracha rishona and bracha achrona, umispalon tfila shoshmona esrei, okay, and you say the whole, right, aval ein yordin lefaneha teva, but we don't go so far to say that the guy who's in the middle of a job goes and davens for the amud. Rashi says because that would just take too much time. I guess there's more things you do. And you can also sort of do away with nesias kapayim, with duchanim. Okay, so v'hatanya. So mein yudches. Okay, so and there's another brisa that says you don't do the full Shmoneh Esrei. You only do mein yudches. You sort of do a concise version of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so this seems to be a contradiction, right? The contradiction is one place we said before that the umnin doesn't even take time to sort of say the full Krishma now from the tree, and here we're saying that the umnin sort of do everything Krishma. They eat, they bench, they say the full Shmoneh Esrei, and then another opinion says they only do sort of a concise Shmoneh Esrei. But which one is it? Right? Is it that it's more more extensive and more limited? Okay, so Rav Sheshes lo kasha, Harav Gamliel, Harav Yeshua. No, it's not a problem. One opinion is Rav Gamliel that says you always have to do a long Shmoneh Esrei, and Rav Yeshua says that in general we're allowed to do a more concise Shmoneh Esrei. Right? So there's no stira. It's just two different opinions in Tanayim. So Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, so my area of Poland. So if it is, I mean, Rabbi Yeshua, if we're adopting the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that you do a concise Shmoneh Esrei, the Me'ein Yurches, my area of Poland, that would only be by workers. Everybody should do a concise Shmoneh Esrei. That doesn't explain sort of the disagreement or distinction of these different brisos about how much do Poland do or do not do. Okay. Eledi Reb Gamliel. Both of these Hanidic statements are Gamliel. Okay. Velo Kasha. Kamba Osin Bisharan. Kamba Osin Bisudasan. It depends on the type of worker you have. If you have a worker that is getting paid by the hour, so therefore he does very little. He says Kriyishma was sitting on the tree. He doesn't come down, doesn't have his lunch, doesn't do all those things. But Kamba Osin Bisudasan. But the other person that is allowed to sort of take all this time for his meals and for Shemona Esrei and for Kriyishma is a person who's working for his food, right? Which sounds like quite sad, you know, somebody that's basically working just so he can eat. But again, poverty is always, existed for Klal Yisrael. Okay, fine. So Vahatanya. Now, it'd be very confusing if you just read this Gemara, because usually Vahatanya is asking Vahatanya, doesn't the Brisa say? If you look in Rashi over here, Vahatanya, three lines to the bottom, Benichusa. Namely, Vahatanya, sort of just like we have this distinction between working for your skar, working for your zuda in a brisa, hapolim shayu osim malacha esal bal habayis korin krishma umis palalin the ochlin piton the ein mevarchim lufaneha. According to this brisa, you don't say the bracha rishona because that's the rabbanan. Although Avi would say, wait a second, the bracha rishona takes 3 seconds. Why are we telling them to not say bracha rishona? About mevarchim lachareha, but you do the bracha. You do bench because benching, of course, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. About mevarchim lachareha shtayim. You do two brachos for benching. Right? How do you do two brachos for benching? Ketzad. Bracha rishona k'tikuna, hazan sakol. Shniya posech b'birchas aretz v'kolim boni shalayim. So b'birchas aretz. So we include the second and third brachos together. And that's the way that a person who's working, that's the way that he would go through his sort of religious ceremony. But mezar memurim, v'osim b'sfarim. Okay, v'osim b'sudasim, but if you're getting paid, and the wages is your suda, oshahaya balabayas mesav imahen, or the balabayas is there, and he's clearly not rushing the workers along, so mevarchin kitikun, right? So again, we see that you make that distinction between sort of getting paid by the hour, or getting paid by your suda. Okay, good. So I'm upset for you tomorrow, but I'll probably just learn the only tonight.